Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, earlier in the pregame show, I was talking a little bit about the guy. You mentioned a little bit last night in the postgame show. Generally speaking, what kind of character traits does the guy need to have both on and off the ice?
I think a lot of things. I mean, first off, you have to have the will to win. They have to have. They can't be afraid of making a mistake. They just got to take. They just got to take charge. No, you can't be sloppy, but you have to be really assertive. I think the biggest thing is just be really assertive, and you're just going to have to fight. You might have to fight in front of the net. You might have to fight to take some ice. You know, there's just so many. You got to drive the net. You got to shoot from anywhere, shoot bad angle shots. Just, you got to do something to try to electrify your team, just to try to get somebody going. And a lot of times it's just will.
So many times over the years since I've been here, you've had that one guy, maybe two guys on a team that the team could kind of rally behind. First one that comes to my mind was my first year here, Andrew Murray and Brendan Cook. How do those two guys kind of take the pressure off of each other of being the guy?
Well, I think it helps. Boy, if you've got multiple guys, then obviously, again, the load doesn't, the load isn't taken by one guy. You know, the load's absorbed by a few different people, and I think that sure helps. And I think too with our team right now, Schultze, we're trying to figure that out. There's still a lot of things we're trying to figure out with this team. We're only 13 games in with a brand new team. And we're trying to figure out identity. We're trying to figure out personalities. We're trying to figure out what can mesh. We got to work around injuries. There's just a lot of things. And I think our guys have showed over the course of the last 13 games, they've showed resiliency at times. They've showed high character traits. Like, this is a team that if you ask the common folk to try to name, four or five of our guys, they may not be able to do it just because that's how new it is right now.
You look back to that Frozen Four year, and you had certainly that top line. To go from two guys to three guys, and Franny and Tyler Schofield and Matt Reed, that puts you over the hump, doesn't it?
Big time. I mean, it's amazing what one high-end player can do. And then, you go to that Frozen Four team, you got two high-end players, Brad Hunt. You know, people don't realize, Brad Hunt was a freshman. He still had 29 points that year, and we leaned on him. But, at that particular time, you don't realize he's a future NHLer. We had some guys in key positions. When Matt Dalton, NHL signee. Brad Hunt, NHL signee. And Matt Reed, NHL signee. So each position was we had a high-end player in each position, so that sure helped. And then, obviously, again, then you sprinkle it with guys who play hard. They play the right way, and that's how you mesh and have a good team.
This team certainly has the looks, anyway, at least early on, of having a different guy every single night. How can that be a positive, too, where you don't have to necessarily lean on one guy?
Well, we'll see, Schultz. It's too early for me to stamp that. There's a few guys, obviously, there's a few guys in my mind who I think can be the guy, but that has to evolve too. That has to evolve. You just can't say you are the guy and tap you with the wonder stick on top of the head and say you are the guy. It doesn't happen that way either. There's a lot that goes into it, like we mentioned earlier, but these guys are just trying to figure it out themselves. And there's still a lot of guys on this team with some quiet confidence, and there's nothing wrong with that.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Got to be honest with you, Tom, last five games have been an absolute blast for me to do my job. Haven't these last five games kind of been what college sports is supposed to be all about?
100%, Schultz. I'm with you. This has been great hockey, been great competition both ways, and it's just the games have been coin flips, which they should be. I mean, when every game you can play is a coin flip, that's the way it should be. And that's why pro sports, I'm not a big pro sports guy, but the one beauty of pro sports is parity. And parity is fun. When you know you're going to win by 40 in football, or win by 20 in basketball. Before the game even starts, you and I have talked about this before. That's tough. That's tough because, it's just tough for the casual fan, and it's tough for both parties because there's nothing like competition.
It's been a while since you've played 3-on-3. How much do you guys work on it?
We don't work on it much, Schultzy. When we do work on it, it's more of a conditioner. We don't talk about. We don't do when we do it in practice. We don't even deal with anything tactically. We don't. It's all about conditioning. It's just all about conditioning and tempo and pace. And we might go 8 minutes of a 3-on-3, but it's just 20-second shifts. It's just our conditioning without guys realizing their conditioning, to be honest with you. And so we don't really practice it. And yeah, you don't have to. To me, at that particular time, there's just a few key things guys got to know. You got to play man on man. You got to hit the net, because if you don't, there's going to be an outnumbered rush. And if you don't like what you see, don't be afraid to bring the puck out of the zone, just because you got to possess it. Other than that, you got to make a play and win the game.
Like you said, 3-on-3 is all about odd man rushes. What happened on that game winner last night?
You know what? It was a weird play in the corner. We watched it like 3 or 4 times, and it was just a weird little kind of static play in the corner. And we had two guys in the corner, and what happens? The puck gets chipped out, and they get on the offensive side of it, and there you go. They're off to the races, 2-on-1. But our guys were coming back hard through the middle. You know, it was just and then of course a play's made, and there you go. You know, looking back at it, we probably should have. We need to take the backside guy. You got to stay on your feet. We left our feet. You got to stay on your feet. Take the backside guy and let the goaltender just totally have the shooter, and it's 1-on-1 between them.
Power play had another double-digit shot total last night. Had 11. Could only score on that one on the 5-on-3. In the past, obviously Jerry Fitzgerald is a key part of this. You were running two different power plays with the two different units. How is your power play kind of evolving here without Jerry?
It's weird. We're trying to find. Well, first off, we don't have the shooter, you know, like you do with Jerry, and that happens. It is what it is. Then you got to figure out some other ways of making your power play tick. And I think you have to. The biggest thing is just you have to look at your personnel and. Here's our personnel. What can we do to make these guys the best power play unit we can? And we're trying. Hey, we're trying to figure that out to ourselves, and so are they. So, it's work in progress.
Any points tonight make this a pretty good trip? What's it going to take to get 3?
Going to be a battle, but I don't know why we can't. But no, I mean, obviously, if you can get points every game, Schultzy, you're doing your job. So, hey, I'd be ecstatic with points tonight. You know what? You'd be too, and. The Ambassador pizza we have on the way home is going to taste a heck of a lot better with points, that's for sure.
Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.